I just say she's pregnant and she's gonna have a child.
When you were young, did people use that word pregnant much? It never sounded embarrassing.
I think the younger you are, the more, you know, when I was young, I would get embarrassed until I reached a certain age. Now my children think nothing of saying he's a queer, he's pregnant. I mean, she's pregnant, or he's gay, you know. And my 8-year-old daughter will say, oh, he looks queer. And when I was 12, I still didn't know what that mean, you know, that would mean. But kids nowadays are so open. But of course, you watch television and that, you know, that's it. Or go to a show that's rated PG and you wish you wouldn't have sent them, you know.
Did that word queer, mean homosexual?
Homosexual, yeah.
Did it always have that meaning?
It didn't always have that meaning.
What did it used to mean?
Queer meant odd. You know, when something's queer, you meant that it was odd.
Did people ever used to use it as a noun with that old meaning, like to say he's a queer, but just meaning he's odd? Or would they just
No,
say,
they wouldn't say a queer. You mean, you mean not meaning the homosexual meaning?
Yeah. Just meaning he's odd or something.
Yeah, right. They'd say he's queer, means he's, you know, in those days, you know. But nowadays it's different. I mean, as far as I was concerned, until I got older, you know. Now today anything goes.
What about do you ever hear any joking ways of saying somebody's pregnant? Any sort of vulgar ways of saying it?
I'm trying to think of a joking way to say that somebody's pregnant. She got caught.
Do you ever hear she's swallowed a pumpkin seed?
Oh, yeah, she swallowed a watermelon seed or something like that.
And a long time ago, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you'd send for?
Midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married, the child would be called a...
illegitimate.
Or a more...
bastard. Bastard.
Okay. Any other names besides bastard?
No.
Did you ever hear woods colt or grass colt or bush child or... And... your brother's son would be your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his
ward
or his legal
guardian.
And
no, the child would be the ward, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
ward of the state.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
relatives.
Or another name.
Kin.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks like me, but actually we're no...
relation.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before would be a...
stranger.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a...
school teacher.
Okay. Any special names for a woman school teacher?
No.
And are you familiar with the last name Cooper or Cooper?
Am I familiar with the last name?
Yeah. Someone with that last name.
Personally?
Well, have you...
have I ever heard it?
Yeah. Would you say Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper?
Uh-huh.
Cooper.
What would you... a married woman with that last name should be
Mrs. Cooper.